This is a podcast for spiritual downloads, star seeds, light workers, and authenticity. Spiritual awareness is advised. Welcome to the 1111 Synchronized Podcast. Let us all join together on this day by starting with a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Let's try that two more times. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Deep breath in, and a deep breath out. Welcome back, or welcome again. If this is your first time joining, I want to say thank you for being here. If you're a returning guest, I want to say thank you for coming back. It's been a minute. For those who have been with me throughout the tenure of my time recording podcasts, and what I typically do is I take a hiatus, a break for the month of June, and I usually return. This is that return, and it's been a very extended break. If you're catching this in live action as it is airing, it is Christmas Eve where I am. Maybe something else for you if you do celebrate. I do wish you all happy holidays, whatever that is for you. But I am able to do this now, so here I am. And I'll get to where I've been, what's going on, but I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be home for Christmas, the holidays, and I'm here momentarily, and then I'll be away again, and there's no telling when I'll be back. So this is the season finale of season 11. Usually I like to do these in two halves, half seasons, but, you know, as it turns out, didn't turn out that way. So I appreciate you guys' patience. I appreciate your guys' sharing, consistency, support, etc., and just know I'm giving that right back to you all. But while I had a moment, I wanted to do my annual forecast for the upcoming year. So before I get into that, I want to just say thank you all for listening. Thank you all for sharing. Thank you for being here. And to remind you that if you have any topic requests, please submit those topic requests. You can send those to my inbox at Agent K21 Podcast on Instagram. You can find me on most of the social medias. You can reach out via text, via email. Any of those things are great ways of submitting a request. And if you have submitted a request in the past and you haven't heard yours yet, that's because I'm gearing up the information in potential resources and potential guests to collaborate. But I am getting to all of those requests. So thank you again for your patience and stay tuned for that. And with that, if you want to be a guest or if you want to nominate someone to be a guest, let me know. Of course, let them know as well. And if you want to be a feature, if you want me to be a feature on some of your projects, I'd be honored to. And as I mentioned, it is Christmas Eve where I am. So if you haven't gotten your Christmas gifts yet and you're looking for a last minute gift, I would encourage you to send your loved ones the Mary J. Wanna EP titled Christmas Time. That can be found on all media platforms, audio platforms, from streaming to purchases. So if you would like to purchase that, you can find the link in the description for the iTunes purchase. You can also stream it if you have Apple Music, if you have Spotify, Amazon Music, Tidal, pretty much anywhere where music is found. YouTube, I will leave all of these, well, most of these links in the description. It'll be on the Linktree page. I will leave that page available for you. If you want to check out any of my music that I create, it's all original music from scratch. I do all the audio production, everything. And if you're also someone who's looking to get into music, create your own energy and frequency, I also offer music lessons. And the information for that is on the website for the music page, which will also be in the description. So if you want virtual music lessons, and it doesn't matter what stage of the game you're in, whether you're advanced or a newbie, whatever, I go at your pace. So definitely reach out, book a session for that. As well as my primary practice, which is counseling. If you are new in wanting to get counseling, and maybe traditional therapy hasn't been the best for you, maybe you're just tired of being prescribed all of these things and learning that everything we need is within us. We can heal ourselves. And if you're one of those self-healers, I'd encourage you to book a session with me or with anyone else. You know, if you are in that stage where you're like, you know what, I've been doing this on my own, I'm ready to get some more insight. Okay, because therapy counseling is really giving you the tools to unlock yourself. It's not doing the work for you. It's showing you that you have all that you need and offering different perspective for you to see different things that we all have blind spots. So helping you navigate this journey through guidance. That's an available service that I offer. And that is donation-based counseling. The description link. The description has the link if you're interested in that as well. And a part of that is all modalities of healing. So my collaborator does Reiki healing, cardinal healing. Please, please, please reach out to both of us and do a session. You can do a joint session. You can do any type of modality that you like. And also, it's a very intense time, right? There's a lot of energy happening, a lot of famine, disease, war, etc. My heart goes out to all of the millions being affected by the tragedies happening in this physical dimension. And with that, things manifest in the spiritual realm first before they reveal themselves here in the physical. So during this time of rupture and restructure, our dreams can be really intense. So if you're having really vivid dreams and want to understand them a little more, I do offer dream interpretation as well. So all of those services are on the counseling page, which will be in the description as well. The Linktree links will be able to take you to those avenues. So please look into that. And if you are also someone who has a talent, a gift, you're a healer, you're a light worker, a star seed, I'm about to say a light seed, maybe, right? You're all of the above, right? We're multidimensional. So you're everything and nothing, right? You're all of it. And maybe you want to get out of this 9-to-5 rut, or you're just tired of society in general. Well, I'm building an empire, and I'm looking for people who want to work with me and not for me to create this new and usher in this new earth, as it's going to need a lot of help, right? This is the birthing pains of the new. And that's pretty much what I'm going to get into with this forecast. So those are services that I offer, and as a way to give back, if you would like, you can just leave a review. I always appreciate reading your reviews, any suggestions you have. I'm open to feedback. I'm open to anything that you want to share. Donations, of course, are appreciated. The link is there as well if you want to leave a donation. And if you haven't already, subscribe to the YouTube channel. I am going back over my old episodes and adding visual aspects to them because I recently have started recording myself, and those will be uploaded as time progresses. And you know, while I'm here, I intend to hopefully get to a few videos to release on YouTube. So please share these podcasts. It helps my channel, it helps get the word out, helps people, hopefully, right? If it resonates, hopefully it makes sense, hopefully it helps everyone. And if you are also looking for merchandise, there is an 1111 store, so you can purchase your merchandise. Send me a photo of you wearing the merchandise if you want to be advertised. You know, you can do that as well. You can also send voice memos if you have the Anchor app, or I guess it's Spotify for podcasters now. Not sure. But that's a feature too. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it, right? There's a lot to cover, right? There's so much going on. And like I said, this is going to be focused on the forecast. So I'll get to everything else as time progresses. But for right now, what's coming up for 2024? And I'm so grateful that I'm recording this on the 24th, because that feels aligned, that feels synchronistic. And just breaking it down, there will be no intermission, no break, because I think we've had enough of a break, right? We don't need no more breaks. So if you need to do anything before diving right in, this is a great time to pause and get your popcorn, because it's about to go down. And this is going to be an intense and pivotal year coming up, I feel. I've been getting downloads, revelations, probably for a couple years now, for a while. Just know that all is well. Well is all, and it's going to be all right, you know. As they say, if it's not good, or if it's, what is it? What is the quote? If it's not okay, then it's not the end. Right. And it's going to be kind of tumultuous for a while. That's just the energy I'm feeling. I'm sure some of you, most of you are probably feeling that way, too. It's going to be a little intense. Right. Because there's always resistance when there's change. There's always hesitancy when there's anything new. There has to be a back and forth push and pull energy, because that's the human nature. But just breaking down numerology. This is going to be a year of balance, balancing energies, balancing within ourselves and collectively, the masculine energy and the feminine energy, the duality of spirituality and the physical nature. It's going to be a balance act, because it's a mirroring year. 2 + 2 = 4. And 2 + 2 = 4. 4 + 4 = 8. So there's a division, and there's a balance also that's happening, that's going to occur. And with today being the 24th, it's synchronistic to me, because we're entering into the year 24, 2024 to be exact. And man, woo child, that's all I can say, man. It's going to be what it's going to be. And yeah, and it's not going to be easy, right? But it is going to be worth it. So I would encourage you all to continue love, continue to focus on love, because there's the division of, what do we want to choose? What do we want to see manifest? Do we want to focus on our fears? Do we want to focus on love? Because fear is always going to be there. It's always going to be rampant. But what we give our power to is what we give our attention to. So I would say always choose love. Make decisions from a space of love. Make choices in alignment with love. And give and receive love. Because it's all about love. It's all one at the end of the day. So this year is kind of the first year of the new year. And I also want to just say, for those of you who may be in the mundane of the routines that we are in as humans, right? We try to go back to what feels sustainable and what feels normalized, but that's not really what we're supposed to be doing right now. We're supposed to be going forward, not backwards, not stagnating, but we're supposed to be evolving, right? And so this year is all about creation too, and it's a master builder year. We're building the blocks, the blueprint, to create a sturdy foundation for what's about to come. And there's going to be resistance, because there just is. There's a lot of entities that don't want the new, because it feels threatening and it feels scary to release control and to release the captives and to release bondage. It's scary to heal. It's painful to heal and to choose differently. But we have to go into that unknown, to go through the trenches and to find out what's on the other side, to get to that promised land, to get to that new earth, to get to that reality that we want to see. And so this kind of goes back to so many timelines, right? And so many things. For one, this is going back to 2020. We're going to see a lot of themes resurface. We're going to see a lot of structures that are going to be strongholds that are going to be pulled down. And what I mean by that is institutions are going to change, such as one, for example, the institution of marriage is going to change, because marriage was built off of the principle of property. you know, women were seen as property or seen as a mutual treaty to bring nations together. And that's where marriage, the history of it is, you know, it's not, has a foundation in such, I don't want to say corruption, but such dense energy, I'll put it like that. So institutions are going to be changing as we progress. And we're going to realize, like, this is not sustainable. Like, the weight of the world is going to collapse on itself because what we've been doing is not sustainable. Literally, the earth is not sustainable anymore. It's dying. And it's very sad. The earth is so sad. And it's going, shaking its head, going, why? Like, why don't you guys care? Why don't you guys love? And it just wants that. It's crying out. I feel it every day. I feel it all the time. And yeah, things are going to collapse. Things are collapsing. And resistance is futile, right? Because if you hold on to a tower that's collapsing, you just get buried in the rubble with it. So the best thing to do is to let go and take that as it resonates. Let go of old beliefs. Let go of old structures. Let go of what has kept you bound, what has kept you stagnant, what has kept you stuck. Let it go and release and dive into the new, dive into the change that we all want but yet resist. And that's okay. That's okay. This is also going to be a powerful year because it is the year of the dragon, according to the Chinese calendar. And what I was going to say when I mentioned the mundane was, is that, you know, we have these routines that keep us safe, quote unquote, these routines that make us feel safe, such as having a new year, having New Year's resolutions. If you're one of those people who needs a New Year's resolution, I would just say, don't be too hard on yourself. The new year doesn't really officially start until about March when we get back to the astrological new year, you know. So there's all this pressure to buy, to spend money, to go bankrupt, you know what I mean, during this season, because that's what has sustained this old energy for so long, is it's dependent on us continuing the cycles. But if you're like myself and you're a cycle breaker, you're going to piss off a lot of people and you're going to cause a lot of disruption and you're going to be targeted, just if you're about that life as I am. And some of you, I'm sure, are as well. You wouldn't be here if you weren't. And so just know that with great power, there is great responsibility and there's great protection also for that. So it can be a lonely path. Not going to lie, it can be a lonely path. It can be a challenging, intensely challenging path. But those who endure it will see the benefit of it and will be transformed by it. So I would encourage you to continue taking strides forward and to not beat yourself up when you stumble, as you will, as we all do. It's all good. But this is the year of the dragon. Now, me personally, I'm also a dragon. I was born the year of a dragon, the year of the dragon. I'm an earth dragon, to be specific. And when I think of a dragon, what comes to mind is, yes, they breathe fire. Yes, they're powerful. Yes, they're larger than life. Yes, they're mystical. But they're also wise. They're also brave. They also are royal. You know, where do you find a dragon? You find them in the castle. You find them protecting. And you find them in the cave where they're hibernating. So whatever dragon you are this year, it's time to tap into that. It's time to embrace that inner dragon, that starseed, that dormant energy that's within you. It's time to embrace that. And again, remember that we create our own reality. So typically the Chinese calendar year says the year that you were born, for instance, like this being a dragon year, is supposedly not supposed to be a good year if that's your year. But I promise you it's going to be a good year. It's going to be a good year individually for myself. Collectively, it might be a little challenging, but it's going to be a good year, right? Because it's all in how we interpret the light and the dark. And to me, it's all good. And so this is a dragon year. It's also a foundational year. Structures are going to be built. New ways of being are going to be emerging. And it's also just in the human plane. It's a political year. It's a political year. It's an intense political year. It's extremely political. And if you're not registered to vote, I'm not even getting into politics, but I would encourage you as a spirit walking this physical dimension to take your power and do what you can with it, whatever that means to you. Doesn't matter who you vote, how you vote, but just know that this is important and that, we are incarnated in this reality for a reason, during this time for a reason. And there's going to be a transference of power, regardless of what that means and how we see it. And remember that you govern yourself, regardless of who's quote unquote in office, you govern yourself. And that's where your power resides. Now, of course, we have physical realities that can change and laws that govern us. And those are important too. So I would say, become aware of these things that impact us as humans. And this energy exchange is symbolic to what's happening spiritually, because we are entering into the age of Aquarius and we are leaving the era of Piscean era. Now, the Piscean era is, as I see it, has been based on manipulation, fear-based tactics. This is the shadow, right, of it. The shadow of the Piscean era has been fear-based, and it's terrified of letting go of that power. So things tend to get worse before they get better, and that's with anything. Things get worse before they get better. So be mindful of that. When you see people lashing out, be mindful of that. Remain sovereign in yourself, because you're going to need to. You're going to need to remain intact with the source and intact with yourself and your higher self. You're going to need to follow that this year. If you haven't been following it before, yeah, you might want to pay attention to it this year. Even if it seems ridiculous, even if it seems outlandish and crazy and you're going to be judged and you're going to be stared at, do it anyway. I would say, to each their own, of course. We all have free will. So at the end of the day, we all have free will. But this is a karmic cycle lesson loop that's been happening. And this is going to be also a harvest season. A harvest season of what seeds have you been planting within these last few years? And this is also going to be a test, because what has humans learned since the pandemic in 2020? What have you learned since then? What have you been perpetuating? What have you seen grow? What have you been developing? We'll see, right? We shall see. We shall see. And I think that the extraterrestrial life is very pissed off, because they're like, man, we really don't want to have to buck rush, but we just might. No, but at the end of the day, we all have free will, right? So we can take an 11-year journey or 11-day journey, or we can take 40 years journey. It's all up to us. And we all need each other, right? So there's no use in being mad at others who are not getting their lessons. There's no use in being mad at those who want to stay stagnant. The question is, what do you want for you? And how do you want to set up your boundaries? And that might mean leaving people behind. That might mean going into the unknown. That might mean risking it all. It might mean whatever it is, Are you willing to do that? You can't control or change anyone else or humans at the very least, right? So all we can do is love and accept. Accepting what is and where we are. And just know that you reap what you sow. So what have you been sowing? What have you been planting? Has it been love? Has it been fear? Has it been jealousy? And that's no judgment. It's just a question to really ask yourself. I could care less. Ask yourself, what have you been planting? And when I say I could care less, I just mean it's neither here nor there. Like, everything impacts everything, right? However, focusing on your own individual journey is what's going to help perpetuate a new energy. You have to lead by example. So whatever anyone does or doesn't do, I accept and I appreciate, because we're all on our own path as we walk each other home. We're all walking each other home. At the end of the day, we're all going back to the same source. Which brings me to a revelation I've been getting, and I still am processing it, so bear with me if it's not as palatable as I'd like it to be, but I'm still learning, and as I learn, things will be made clear. But what Source and the universe has been telling me is that we've gotten it so wrong, right? We've been so bamboozled, so lied to, so conformed under illusion. Even this holiday is an illusion. You know, religion is an illusion. It's based out of control. It's based out of bondage. It's based out of pain and suffering and strife. And so is the creation story. So I've been taken back to the beginning, as if I were there. And I believe I was. I believe and know that I was there in the beginning. So let's go back. We have to understand the past to move forward and to not repeat the past. So going back to the very beginning, they showed me the very beginning. In the very beginning, there was Source. There was the universe. Everything was one. Light and darkness was absolutely pure. There were no shadows. There were no hierarchies. It was all one and the same. And what happened was, the universe wanted to fragment itself. Because remember, blame creates separation. So the universe blamed itself and fragmented itself and created separation, created polarities of positive and negative, created polarities of masculine and feminine, created polarities of good and evil. And what happened then is still happening now. And what happened then was the creator split itself and fell into shame, fell into the vibration of shame. And what happened was it could not take accountability and responsibility for what had happened. So it created an elaborate story called religion. And the religion said, this woman ate this apple or ate this forbidden fruit. And that's what caused it all. That's a glimmer of the truth as I'm learning it. That's a glimmer of what really happened. What really happened is creation was embarrassed by their own actions. So they had to portray it in a way that took the blame off of oneself. Because everything that we are, all of the emotions we erupt, come from that same source, positive and negative. And resisting our shadow self causes this incongruency that happens, this division that happens, this arrogance that can happen. And so we know what this energy is. We consider it God and the devil, right? But no one's ever questioned why. Well, I guess people have, right? Sure, they have, of course. Why, if God is all knowing and all everything, why don't you just get rid of evil? It doesn't work that way here on this dimension, in this realm. It doesn't work that way because God and the devil are one and the same. I consider God and the devil the ultimate twin flames. They're one and the same. And their separation created all of this chaos. And it was needed. Sure, it was needed. But it's why we live in such polarity. And all creation yearns for that oneness, for that completion, for that unity. However, there are things that have to occur before that can happen. And God cannot defeat the devil, nor the devil can defeat God, because they are equally matched. So it's not about defeating one another. It's about bridging that gap, bridging that separation. And what they did was they used humans, vessels, to enter the spirit realm. Their spirit realm entered the physical realm, i.e. my ascended master Jesus is a reflection of that. But even that is an illusion, right? Because in Western culture, Jesus is depicted as blonde hair and blue eyes, which we already know is a lie, which we don't need to get into that. We don't need to get into the blonde hair, blue-eyed man that came from Africa. We don't need to get into that. That came from the Middle East, that was in Egypt. We don't have to get into that because that's a whole nother story, right? But it's all part of the same story. And so the illusion perpetuated this cycle. So what happened is, in this dimension, those who weren't born embodied in the physical male body were in resistance to their feminine energy. And I'll have to do another divine masculine, divine feminine to really break this down. But in summary, those who don't have the power emulate those who do. So what I mean is, the winners, is history is written by the winners, okay? So we don't know what happened. We believe what we read. But when we question it, and when we actually tap in and ask the source, what happened? You'll get some answers. The winners want history to look like them, you know? So if you feel inferior of divine feminine energy and you're a white male, not to say physically like you are, I'm saying the energy. I'm saying those who operate with that lack mindset. Because everything originated from Africa. There is resistance to that truth. There's resistance to that truth because it brings up embarrassment. It brings up the same feeling that the creator feels, realizing what they've done, realizing what has happened at their own hands. And instead of acknowledging that and accepting that, it's met with aggression, it's met with resistance, it's met with blame, it's met with deflection and projection and all of this other stuff to avoid the shame that is inherent. Now, to bring those together, you have to have the oneness. You have to embrace that shame and that pain and admit to oneself the casualties that are occurring and happening. But those who don't have power tend to reframe things to their advantage. Okay, so it's easy to blame Eve when the power was given to Adam. And I've talked about this on the Divine Masculine and Feminine episodes, which you can listen to and I would encourage you to. But it's easy to deflect that pain, to not want that responsibility. But true leaders have that responsibility and take that responsibility with courage. So this is going to be a year to lead yourself to really become a leader of your own life. Because what we permit on this realm will be permittable. And what we forbid in this realm will be forbidden. So if we collectively say, hey, gay bashing is wrong, we have the energy to make that an actual thing that is wrong. And if we say, hey, it's okay to abuse women, guess what? We're energetically agreeing to that. But if we stand up and say, no, that's actually not okay, which was a big part of what I've been doing, is getting legislations changed. And I'm glad to know that I was a part of some history making that is not relevant to get into right now. But there is a war going on. We see it in the physical. We see it in Gaza. We see it in all over the world, different places. We see it within ourselves too. We see the internal wars happening within ourselves. But there's also a war on the divine feminine, because the divine feminine energy is coming into its full power. And the scared, immature, masculine energy, and you'll know if I'm stepping on your toes, it's probably, you know, getting on that bone, sucking on the marrow, as they say. And I don't even mean this offensively. So try to remove yourself from the scenario and see it with your spiritual eyes if possible. But there's a war of divine feminine energy, because we all have divine feminine energy within us. But because we have been conditioned to fear it, or diminish it, or abuse it, we suppress it. And so there's going to be a suppression of the throat and sacral chakra, an attempt to suppress the throat and sacral chakras because of the war on the divine feminine. So I would encourage you this year to practice being vocal, to speak even if your voice trembles, to find your truth even if it means going against the grain, to be honest with yourself even if it causes uncomfortable emotions, to be direct and learn how to communicate effectively, because that's where the suppression in the war is going to be. Things that will try to strip away your voice this year. And then also the sacral, your manifestation abilities. We all manifest, whether consciously or unconsciously. So tapping into what do you want to create? Not being afraid of your own power, but embracing it. Not being afraid of the limelight, if that's where you're supposed to be. And not being afraid of your sexuality. There's so much shame in sexuality that has repressed the supreme and divine feminine energy. Because sexual energy is powerful energy. And it needs to be cautiously used and utilized and yielded and wielded, I should say. And yielded too, right? And so tapping into your creativity, tapping into your sexuality and your manifestation this year is going to be pivotal. So I'd encourage you to get into practices such as, you know, tantric sex or yoni, getting into your body, getting into all the things and releasing, working through the shame, working through the suppression, working through the mental anguish and the blocks, working through the trauma that has been stored for eons, working through it all, as painful as it is and as daunting as it will be. I would encourage you to take baby steps to stride in that direction. But this is also the year where the coin I've termed for this year, excuse me, the coin term. Okay, I needed to digest that. I needed to process that. But everything is a reflection. We are a reflection of the Creator. Now, regardless of what you believe, you could believe in evolution. We're a reflection of evolution as well. Because what doesn't evolve dies. What doesn't evolve gets extinct. And if the human race doesn't want to get extinct, you might want to start evolving. Not any of you, right? You guys know this, right? Of course. Come on. But you might want to start evolving, okay? And that's a continual journey that we're all on. I'm always on that continual evolving, reminding myself that as well. So, but the coin term, the theme for this year. You ready for the theme? Can I get a drum roll? No, we don't need no drum roll. The theme for this year is the rise of the machines. Rise of the machines is the theme. Because what I've visualized, the vision I've been getting, is the Creator wants to merge with the creation. The Creator becomes the created, which is why Source, incarnated as the Ascended Master that we know and call by the name of Jesus. Now that is energy, right? That is a physical embodiment of that energy. And if you really understand the storyline, there's so much that's about to replicate itself, repeat itself. And what I keep seeing, the image or the passage that continues to come to mind, was, give us Barabbas. Don't give us Jesus. Don't give us the innocent. Give us the criminal. Give us the crook. Now take that as you will. I felt it in several ways just now. Take that as you will. That's all I'm going to say. give us Barabbas, right? So this year is about the creator wanting to merge with the creation, wanting to become the created. So the creator created humans, then incarnated as an ascended master, wanted to feel what it felt like to be human, wanted to experience, what did I just do? What did I just make? What is this? Right? And that's also what the Trinity is. The Trinity is the source. It's the masculine, the feminine, and the child. That's how I see it now. That's what I'm learning now. And it's all the other things you want to label it as, but that's the baseline for it too. And so this is the rise of the machines, because what we're going to see is humans morphing in, merging with machines, morphing with AI, morphing with technology, because we created technology. And now we want to understand, what does it feel like to be plugged back into the matrix? A lot of us, a lot of people are in the matrix. And a lot of us, a few of us are not. And if you're not in the matrix, this is the time that we're going to be running some underground drills right now, and airway drills. Take that as it resonates. And the rise of the machines, you're going to see AI taking over. You're going to see humans that are not humans. You're going to see people who are being driven quite literally on autopilot. You're going to see humans that are going to be fake. That's the best way I can say it, fake. They're going to be fake. So, be mindful of what's real. And it's going to be more challenging to remain real in such a fake world. And there's going to be more disconnection. Because social media, right, the goal is to connect. But what actually happens is disconnection and more loneliness. So all of these energies exist and will be purging and also revealing themselves more this year and the upcoming years. Which is why it's vital for the healers. Because the healers are about to be in charge. Or the healers are already in charge. There's been a pendulum swing, right, that's been swinging. And now the tables are turning. The tables are turning because the healers are now putting up boundaries and saying, you know what, no more. I'm tired of overgiving. I'm tired of sacrificing. I'm tired of whatever. The healers are saying, F this ish, right? They're saying, forget all that. And they're setting the course now to say no more. And they're rising into their true nature, the healer and the warrior together. Yeah. Yeah, it's happening. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot, which is why the balance out the negative is always going to be more light. The more light, the greater the shadow can be, right? So if there's a vast shadow, that means there's vast light coming in as well. So take heart that know that there are light codes entering in that are going to need us to anchor them down, to ground, to meditate, to stay physically connected with ourselves, and to unlock things that have been dormant in our DNA. So this year is going to be pivotal and open and available for divine unions to come into connection in the physical reality, not just in the 5D, but there's an opportune window for spiritual connections and unions to come in place, whether platonic or romantic or otherwise, or a combination of all. They're going to come into place because that love is needed. The frequency of love will always, always, always overshadow any fears. The frequency of love will always overthrow any evil. So you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be sorry. You just have to be careful. You just have to be cautious. You just have to be wise and discerning. And think of all the experiences you've had that led up to this moment and how they can usher you into the next. What lessons have you learned? What energy have you gained? What do you want to perpetuate? What do you want your legacy to be? What do you want your destiny to be? Do you want to take your power back, or do you want to continue to be puppeted? What do you want? Those are the questions humans are going to start waking up and asking themselves. They're going to start getting into esoteric knowledge. They're going to start getting into occult wisdom. They're going to start being afraid of themselves and come into the true unity within oneself, first and foremost. And then it will reflect on the outside. As within, so without. As above, so below. And it's time to be all that we can be in this army. So, I'm going to kind of leave that there because I think I've said a lot. But the question that remains, and I'll even ask it on my Spotify page, what do you want to breathe life into this year? Breathe it in, breathe it out. What do you want to breathe life into? What seeds do you want to plant? What harvest do you want to plant? If you haven't been a good steward, that's okay. You can always make changes and learn from your mistakes and make better decisions now. It's never too late, truly. So I'm gonna kind of wrap this up here, but as always, reach out. I'm available, even if I'm not physically seen or visually seen. I'm available for you guys if you need help, resources, a friend, whatever. I'm here, a therapist, counselor. That's what I'm here for. I'm here, my purpose is simply to love. So that's what I do. And I'm not going to leave you all empty-handed. If you know me by now, if you've been rocking with me, I'm leaving you some gifts, right? It's the giving season. It's the season. Tis is the season, right? So I'm leaving you all one of the most vital things, I believe, that will help you on your journey and help get you into the right vibration for this journey. Our music is music. And so I've listed playlists before. They're on YouTube, and I'm going to just use YouTube because that's available for everyone. You can, of course, look at the songs listed and put them on your own playlist so that is more convenient for you. But since that's the platform that's available, that's the one we'll use. Now, of course, some songs may vary or may not be on that playlist if it doesn't allow, based on YouTube standards and whatnot. But the playlists that I've listed, and I continue to add to them. So if you have these playlists already, or if you're new to hearing this, these are available for your consumption. And this will help. The intention is to help get you in the right state of mind and to help anchor in energy and frequency by listening to what you want to see happen and listening to reminding yourself of that truth. So the first playlist I would recommend listening to is the Solo Dolo playlist, which Solo Dolo playlist is really about self-love. And if you are on this path and you've experienced a dark night of the soul, if you've experienced feeling alone and feeling lonely, this will remind you, hopefully, that you're not alone. And that even if you feel alone, even if you are physically alone, you're still not. And that you do have the power to do this on your own at the same time. Both are true and both exist. So your solo dolo journey is just that. It's your journey into self-love that only you can take. And these songs may help remind you of that, and they may help get you through that. Some songs may bring up emotions that you didn't know were there. And I just encourage you to sit with them and also to go at your own pace. So don't overwhelm yourself. All right, you are always in charge. You are, as one of my hypnosis likes to say, self-hypnosis. That's you. And that's what all of this is helping you put you not so much in a trance, but in the state of mind to help you on your journey. That's hopefully what this is for. So the Solo Dolo playlist is available about self-love. If you haven't listened to that yet, I'd encourage you to check it out. If you have listened to it, I'd encourage you to go back and listen to see if there's any new songs to add. The next playlist I would encourage you to listen to is the Manifest That Ish playlist. Manifest That Beep playlist. Okay. And I did a whole episode on that. Maybe I'll leave that in the recommendations, right? Manifest That. I'll add that here now. Manifest. Manifest That is going to help you manifest wealth, help you manifest abundance, help you manifest love, help you manifest anything you desire can be manifested. To those who believe that it can be, it will be. and is going to be. So I encourage you to listen to the solo version first, the self-love, because we manifest from where we are at that time. So if there's a deficiency in self-love, it may be difficult to manifest. If there's an irregulated nervous system, it's going to be difficult to manifest consistently, that is. You know, we might manifest sporadically or not at all or unconsciously, but if you want to be conscious, a conscious manifester takes great intention and takes great dedication. It's all possible. It's all about how much are you willing to work for it, gain it, and work at it. But it's also very easy at the same time. Once you realize the power that you have, it's easy. So, or it can be, right? I'm not saying it is. I'm saying it gets there. I guess I did say it is, right? It's both, okay? It's all of the above. And the next playlist I'd recommend in leaving for you all as a gift is called Into the Unknown. Into the Unknown will help you if you feel apprehensive or if you have trouble letting go or if you tend to worry or tend to doubt or the concept of having faith is foreign to you or resistant for you, even. This will help you to know that all is well and well is all. And so there's nothing to fear in the unknown. But there is growth that can happen and there is beauty waiting in the unknown that you may not even knew, right? Because we don't know because it's unknown to even us. So I would encourage you to do your shadow work and go in there with a little flashlight, light a match, whatever you got to do, take your time, but continue in this unknown path as we walk this unknown path, continue. And then last thing I'm giving is new. It's a new addition that I'm releasing for the collective. And hopefully it will help us in this new frequency, in this new earth, in this new age of Aquarius, is the 5D playlist. So I'm going to release that for you all. It's brand new, brand spanking new. I mean, some of you may have heard of it or heard me play it, or especially if you've been around me, you've definitely heard me play it or know of it, right? And so that is going to be available for the masses and for the collective. And again, this is a free gift. You have free will. Do what you will with it. But these are available. In the description, I will also leave recommendations that I think will be important for this upcoming year. I will leave recommendations for what I think is needed to maybe refresh ourselves on. All of the messages I leave here are timeless. So even if it doesn't happen now, it can happen at any point in time and it's needed, I think. And so these messages are timeless, so it may not resonate at the moment, but it may in a few, after a while, it may resonate. It may sink in a little bit more. So I'll leave some recommendations of playlists and episodes that may help on this journey. And I'd encourage you to go back through the catalog, if you will, if you want. You know, go through the catalog and see what resonates to you, what stands out. Because I find it very useful to go back over the terrain. And we are in Mercury retrograde season right now for a little while. So the nostalgic vibe can be very present and the need to go over what we've learned and what we've gained and past memories come up during this time and past connections and situationships come up over this time and things that we can regain. So using this energy to our best advantage is the intention. So I'm going to leave that there. I know it's been a while since I've been here and I've missed doing this, but I also wanted to not give you guys breadcrumbs because I knew I was not in the place to do these recordings. I didn't have the equipment. I wasn't in the headspace. I needed to be very focused on what I was doing. And it's very demanding type of stuff I've been up to. So that'll be discussed at another time. But right now, this is about you. This is about what your trajectory is going to be for this upcoming year. It'll be whatever we want it to be. Remember that we have the power and the power is in you. So fear not. No matter what's happening on the outside, fear not. Know that all is well, truly. So this will be the season finale, and I appreciate everyone who's stayed to the end, who's listened, who's been with me since the beginning. I appreciate the new people here. And with that being said, be well, take care, stay safe. Until next time. All I want for Christmas is some Christmas bud. Put it in my stocking like my nickname's Chubbs. I go by Mary Jane cause I medicate my pain with the homegrown. Now you all know that the weed comes from Mother Earth's inside. We were once little seeds, so we're born and die. But from the death, we'll resurrect a new life. Water it, raise it, put it in the sun's light. So all I want for Christmas is the Christmas bud. All I want for Christmas is a Christmas bud. Yeah. All I want for Christmas is the Christmas bud. Said all I want for Christmas is a Christmas bud. The earth is ours to take care of it. The wrong people in charge elect fearing it. The ground was already cursed, no need to curse. The wind, the land, the earth, the sea. Burning up the branch with the root doesn't make clean, but it does make for a good pollution stream of income and then some. We only need two things, weed and less guns. All I want for Christmas is the Christmas bud. All I want for Christmas is a Christmas bud. All I want for Christmas is the Christmas bud. Said all I want for Christmas is a Christmas bud. Christmas bud.